Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Amy Holmes here with John Hockenberry. So, John, Cash for Clunkers is going to the junkyard in the sky.
The junkyard in the sky.
The junkyard in the sky.
Junkyard in the sky.
The Department of Transportation announced yesterday that on Monday, the program will be over. It will be kaput. So set your clocks. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. West Coast time. Was the government a victim of its own success?
This is actually a high-class problem to have, that we're selling too many cars too quickly. And there's some backlog in the application process. It is getting fixed.
Clunkers is a high-class problem.
It's not a clunker junkyard in the sky. It's actually the junkyard in your driveway because you won't be able to unload the clunker anymore.
On your front lawn. Yeah. Joining us to discuss it is Micheline Maynard from the New York Times. Micheline, you've been covering this story. Tell us what happened.
Well, what happened, Amy, was that the program was, I guess, kind of a victim of its own success. And actually, you could argue it was underfunded because the original request to Congress was for about $4 billion for the program. It only forked over about $1 billion. And then when the cash ran out so fast a couple weeks ago, it had to restock the fund with about $2 billion. And that money has just about disappeared. There has been so much demand so quickly for these new cars.
So could you say, though, then that the government misread the level of demand here?
You know, we've been talking about Cash for Clunkers throughout the spring. You know, when they were doing the bailout for the Detroit automakers, it was going hand in hand with Cash for Clunkers. And so some dealers, I didn't realize this until I looked back on it, but some dealers started to promote the program a month before the program officially started. And so when the doors opened at the Transportation Department to start processing the applications, they were already flooded with applications. That was one of the problems. There just weren't enough people to process the applications.
Well, it's an amazing commentary on the auto industry economy. And your book that's coming out in October, The Selling of the American Economy, I wonder if you're going to have to rewrite a chapter on this. I mean, when we were talking about all these crises that were in the auto industry, I don't think we had any idea that Cash for Clunkers would be such a huge story at this point in the year.
Well, it's a huge story, but it could end up being a footnote for the industry, because when you look at the actual demand that's coming out from this, it's kind of a bubble for the summer. And I think what people are worried about is that when we go to the fall and we don't have Cash for Clunkers and we don't have all those ads, that people will just go, okay, I guess I don't need a car. I mean, you have to remember, a lot of the folks turning in their cars have been driving them into the ground, literally. These are cars that are 10 years old, some of them. They didn't get very good fuel economy. If somebody is going to give you $4,500 plus the rebate that you can get, you're going to go and check that out. And in a lot of cases, they're trading in clunkers, they're trading in low fuel economy vehicles and coming out with something much more fuel efficient.
Well, Mickey, we have someone here who is handing out that money. Brian Willen, you are a Honda dealer in Georgia, and there was so much demand at your dealership that you had to put the kibosh on it. Is that right?
Well, we kind of pulled the plug on it just to wait till some of this funding starts coming in and ensure that we're able to get the receivables we already have on the books taken care of.
So the president, he's putting the spin that this is a high-class problem. How do you see it? Is it just more of a cash flow problem?
I think it's not so much a cash flow problem. The money is there. It's just a red tape paperwork problem right now and getting the applications for the rebates processed. I think they understaffed the center there where they're processing these applications.
Well,
they have a backlog.
That's pretty annoying. I've got to ask you before we go, Brian, what is the ultimate clunker based on your experience? I mean, what is the dirtbag car?
That's the worst car that's rolled in.
Oh, yeah. My Lord. That's a real distinguished list, but I'd say the honors have to go to, we took in a 1989 Chevy truck that I don't know how it got to the dealership, because it does have to be in running condition to qualify for this program, but it was a piece of work.
That's funny. So, Mickey, given the popularity of this program and how easy it is for Washington politicians to score political points for it or with it, are we going to see a sequel, part three, Return of the Clunkers?
I don't think we will, for a couple of reasons. First of all, there's a lot of money that needs to be spent on a lot of other programs. And you have to remember that now cash for clunkers will be a big deal over this weekend. But during this past week, the demand for it had started to fall off. It was very popular at the beginning. It'll be very popular at the end. But, you know, like all rebate programs, the longer you offer it, the less people seem to be interested in it.
Well, Micheline, I want to thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Micheline Maynard of the New York Times. She was joining us from Ann Arbor. She has a book coming out in October called The Selling of the American Economy. We were also talking with Brian Willen. He is a sales manager in Albany, Georgia, at a Honda dealership. Thank you both.
Thank you.